Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may know that yesterday, last night, in fact, Wits University students staged a protest. And earlier on today, again, there was another protest that was staged. We have reached out to the SRC. They are still in a meeting. So at some point, maybe when they're done with that meeting, we'll be able to talk to them. But we have also asked Wits spokesperson Sharona Patel to join us on the line this evening. Thank you very much, Sharona, for talking to us. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me, Pamela.
What are the allegations that have necessitated the protest that we saw last night as well as today at Wits?
Yeah, so last night's protest was sparked by a complaint that was laid against an incoming SRC member where a student alleged that she had been raped by a member of the incoming SRC. She then posted this on social media, and the matter was then also opened with the Gender Equity Office. They laid a complaint last night, and an investigation was opened last night. Now, the alleged perpetrator this morning, we suspended him, so we put him on what we call a precautionary suspension while the investigation takes place. This just means that he can't come onto the university's premises until the matter has been resolved. The matter is now with the Gender Equity Office, and they are investigating it. We are still waiting for the victim herself to make a direct statement. She has done so via third parties and other members of the SRC.
And Sharona, what is your relationship with law enforcement? In other words, does this process only begin and sort of end with you unless the victim herself actually does go ahead and lay a complaint or a charge with the police, or do you intervene in some way?
So so there are two separate processes. So there's the university process, which is a proper process that's run. I mean, we've got some of the best, gender experts in the country who serve on these committees. Mm. So we have proper processes within the university, but those are internal processes. Mm. And then if there's, enough evidence, and if the complainant is willing to do so, we will then, she would then lay a complaint with the SAPS. She can do so directly. She doesn't have to do so through the university.
Yeah.
But if she wishes to do so, we will give her all the support and assistance to do so. So from our side, it would be a two-pronged process. The one would be the university's internal disciplinary processes or internal investigation processes, then disciplinary processes. And then the second would be the SAPS process, which is a separate system completely.
I just want to be clear, Sharona. I'm not making the assumption that this is, true or not, because it's too early. You're talking about an investigation, which is the right way to go about it. But I'm bringing up the issue of law enforcement, because for either parties, whatever the outcome, both would be protected, if you know what I mean. It doesn't necessarily mean that would obviously mean that the allegations are true of the person, the person who's allegedly the perpetrator.
Yes, so that's correct. So I think it protects both, and the same with the precautionary suspension. So it's a precautionary suspension. All it means is that you keep one of the parties off campus to prevent them from either running into each other or from, other members of the Wits community basically, attacking them in one way or another. And that's the reason for the precautionary suspension as well. We must say that there was a protest like last night as well. They did, for example, march to the residence of the alleged perpetrator where they couldn't find him, etc. Again, this afternoon, we had about probably a couple of hundred students outside the Great Hall during the lunch break, again saying that, alleging that students have, laid complaints against members of the incoming SRC and that these weren't investigated properly. But when we check in with our Gender Equity Office, when we check in on the complaints that have come through, we actually don't have those formal complaints that have come through to the Gender Equity Office. So from our side, we really want to encourage anyone who feels that they've been, a victim of gender-based harm to come through to the Gender Equity Office or to report it online. There's a new tool online where you can report, you can give your name, you can report anonymously if you so wish. If they need counseling support, there's a, you know, a crisis app that, that students can use, where there's 24/7 kind of support online. And the quicker they report it, the better it is. You know, it gives us more chance of gathering the evidence quicker. In this instance, for example, we'd like the victim herself to, or the complainant herself to come through and to lay the complaint so that we can get the date, the time of when the incident happened. We can look for, you know, CCTV footage of what happened. We can look for witness statements, WhatsApp messages, etc. And all of that then goes into the evidence pool and forms part of the process.
You know, obviously, I mean, one doesn't know what state she's in. Is she at least, has the university at least, you know, supported her in any emotionally, in any other way? Has somebody been tasked to, mm-hmm. to assisting her emotionally, psychoanalysis support?
Yes.
Is that being done, even though maybe she's not probably ready to go ahead with a statement?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's, you know, the minute we hear about anything like this, regardless of what all the issues are, our first concern is for the complainant. So the complainant, you know, we'd offer all the support. We've got it all on campus. And so all the support is there for her. If she requires, you know, for example, it's exam time now, et cetera, if there are concessions that need to be made there, all of those happen, you know, at the same time. But we really need, when she's ready, you know, to come forward to give us the details. And in this particular instance, for example, during the lunch break, many of the students were saying, you know, well, share the CCTV footage. But, you know, there are some things that we can share. There are some things that we'd rather hand over to SAPS or the police, for example. Even if we do have, at this point in time, we need her to come forward and say, you know, this was the date, this was the time. Let's match, you know, the date and time to where this incident happened. So that's it. But the support is all there. We've got three units that, you know, are ready and willing to assist. We also don't have, you know, our new processes and our new systems ensure that there aren't bottlenecks in the system. What it means is when you report, or when a complainant comes forward, lays a report, or when a report is made, the investigation begins immediately. And especially in the case of rape, there are protocols that we have to follow. You know, if she had come forward on the night when this incident happened, the first protocol would be, you know, take her to Mopac Hospital, because that's where, you know, the first part of it starts. Then get in the statement, look at all the evidence, find the CCTV footage, get in, you know, any exchanges, WhatsApp messages, witness statements. So all of that, you know, forms part of our process. We also would then cooperate with SAPS. If she chooses to open a criminal investigation, we'd help her to do so and pass over any evidence that we have to the police services as well. This is also part of a national campaign that's happening this November. Mm. So we know we're hearing about other incidences at other universities as well. Mm. And I know that there's a planned candlelight vigil was meant to be on the 21st of November, just towards the end of exams. Mm. And that's still going ahead as far as I know.
Sharona, I'm just, you know, in terms of the other allegations that other students are making against the incoming SRCs members, obviously these are very sketchy and so on. Will there be a process to investigate that in broad strokes rather than just this particular incident?
Yeah, but what we do need is people to come forward and say, you know, here's a complaint against A or B or C, you know, this person, this person, this person, and this is what, you know, what they have done. So we do need that. We do need someone to come forward and say, it's this person and they've done A, B, and C. You can't just, you know, conduct a broad investigation, you know, without a complaint. So we need a complaint. The complainants don't need to name themselves. They can remain anonymous. But we do need a complaint to be made, and we need specific information. You know, person A did this at this time, date and time to this person. That's what we need. If people want to remain anonymous when they're reporting it, that's okay. They can do it online as well. But we do need those complaints. So what we hear today is a lot of, oh, this was mentioned in a WhatsApp group. This was mentioned, yeah, I heard this somewhere. But we actually do need people to come forward and lay those complaints. And we encourage them to do so that we can look into the matter. You know, the allegations are against the SRC members, but they're also against, you know, just other members of the WITS community. We've got 40,000 students, you know, where would we start? So the point is, if there is an allegation, if there is a complaint, you can at least lay the complaint, even if you want to do so anonymously.
Sharona, I really appreciate you talking to us this evening. She is the vote spokesperson, that is Sharona Patel, just giving us an update on the protest that took place yesterday as well as sometime earlier on today. And the allegations are that one of the incoming SRC members allegedly raped a student, and so they are still looking into those allegations. This particular student has not yet presented herself to the university officially. However, the SRC itself is also currently in a meeting, and they had said that they would come talk to us. They are still in a meeting, and so we will give them a bit of space until they're ready, and perhaps maybe tomorrow we'll catch up with them, and so that they can explain to us, you know, what the way forward is.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.